Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's A Shabad A Day. Our recitation is the first passage from the Sopurakh Bani. Rag Asa Mahalla Chautha Sopurakh Ik Onkar Satgur Prasad Sopurakh Niranjan Har Purakh Niranjan ਹਰ ਅਗਮਾ ਅਗਮ ਅਪਾਰਾ ਸਭ ਧਿਆਵੈ ਸਭ ਧਿਆਵੈ ਤੁਧ ਜੀ ਹਰ ਸੱਚੇ ਸਿਰਜਣਹਾਰਾ ਸਭ ਜੀ ਤੁਮਾਰੇ ਜੀ ਤੂੰ ਜੀਆਂ ਕਾ ਦਾਤਾਰਾ ਹਰ ਧਿਆਵੋ ਸੰਤੋ ਜੀ ਸਭ ਦੁੱਖ ਵਿਸਾਰਨ ਹਾਰਾ ਹਰੇ ਆਪੇ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਹਰੇ ਆਪੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਜੀ ਕਿਆ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੰਤ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਘਟ ਘਟ ਅੰਤਰ ਸਰਬ ਨਿਰੰਤਰ ਜੀ ਹਰ ਏਕੋ ਪੁਰਖ ਸਮਾਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਦਾਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਭਿਖਾਰੀ ਜੀ ਸਭ ਤੇਰੇ ਚੋਜ ਵਿਡਾਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਆਪੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਆਪੇ ਭੁਗਤਾ ਜੀ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਧ ਬਿਨ ਅਵਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ ਤੂੰ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਜੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਿਆ ਗੁਣ ਆਖ ਵਖਾਣਾ ਜੋ ਸਹਿਵੈ ਤੁਧ ਜੀ ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਤਿਨ ਕੁਰਬਾਣਾ ਹਰ ਧਿਆਵੈ ਤੁਧ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਜਨ ਜੁਗ ਮਹਿ ਸੁਖਵਾਸੀ ਸੇ ਮੁਕਤ ਭਏ ਜਿਨ ਹਰ ਧਿਆਇਆ ਜੀ ਤਿਨ ਟੂਟੀ ਜਮ ਕੀ ਫਾਸੀ ਜਿਨ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਜਿਨ ਹਰ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਧਿਆਇਆ ਜੀ ਤਿਨ ਕਾ ਭਉ ਸਭ ਗਵਾਸੀ ਜਿਨ ਸੇਵਿਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਹਰ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਹਰ ਹਰ ਰੂਪ ਸਮਾਸੀ ਸੇ ਧਨ ਜਿਨ ਹਰ ਧਿਆਇਆ ਜੀ ਜਿਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਤਿਨ ਬਲ ਜਾਸੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਭਗਤ ਭੰਡਾਰ ਜੀ ਪਰੇ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਬੇਅੰਤਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਭਗਤ ਸਲਾਹਣ ਤੁਧ ਜੀ ਹਰ ਅਨਿਕ ਅਨੇਕ ਅਨੰਤਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਅਨਿਕ ਕਰੇ ਹਰ ਪੂਜਾ ਜੀ ਤਪ ਤਾਪੇ ਜਪੇ ਬੇਅੰਤਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਅਨੇਕ ਪੜੇ ਬਹੁ ਸਿਮਰਤ ਸਾਸਤ ਜੀ ਕਰ ਕਿਰਿਆ ਖਟ ਕਰਮ ਕਰੰਤਾ ਸੇ ਭਗਤ ਭਲੇ ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੀ ਜੋ ਭਾਵੈ ਮੇਰੇ ਹਰ ਭਗਵੰਤਾ ਤੂੰ ਆਦਿ ਪੁਰਖ ਅਪਰੰਪਰ ਕਰਤਾ ਜੀ ਤੁਧ ਜੇਵੜ ਅਵਰ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਤੂੰ ਜੁਗ ਜੁਗ ਏਕੋ ਸਦਾ ਸਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਏਕੋ ਜੀ ਤੂੰ ਨਹਿਚਲ ਕਰਤਾ ਸੋਈ ਤੁਧ ਆਪੇ ਭਾਵੈ ਸੋਈ ਵਰਤੈ ਜੀ ਤੂੰ ਆਪੇ ਕਰੇ ਸੋ ਹੋਈ ਤੁਧ ਆਪੇ ਸ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਸਭ ਉਪਾਈ ਜੀ ਤੁਧ ਆਪੇ ਸਿਰਜ ਸਭ ਗੋਈ ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੈ ਕਰਤੇ ਕੇ ਜੀ ਜੋ ਸਭ ਸਹਿ ਕਾ ਜਾਣੋਈ ਨਾਊ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਫੋਰ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅ ਹੈਡਰ ਕਾਲਡ ਸੋ ਪੁਰਖ ਲਿਟਰਲੀ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਐਂਡ ਸਿੱਖ ਟ੍ਰੈਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ that this cluster of stanzas was incorporated into Rehras, or the evening liturgy, by the sixth Nanak, Guru Har Gobind. And the Rehras, as it is recited today, also includes other passages that were subsequently added by the tenth Nanak, Guru Gobind Singh. So who is this Sopurakh that it appears is being addressed? The term Purakh in everyday use signifies a male and is a variation on Purusha, a term that has a long history. Its original meaning meant Purusha as in that cosmic person, and according to a verse in the Vedas called, the verse is named the Sukta Purusha. It is the story of creation, and apparently it is this Purusha who was offered as a sacrifice to create the universe. And over time, the meaning has evolved. And so, within the context of Sikhi, it is important for us to understand that this term has come to represent primal consciousness, that consciousness which permeates the world of phenomena, that is, Sargun, as well as that consciousness which transcends the world of phenomena, Nirgun. So it is both Nirgun and Sargun. And in Gurbani, it points to the essential self on the one hand, our root, and refers to it by various names, such as Ram, Hari, Satgur. But because of its dual representation, it also signifies the Hari, which is the Supreme Being, which Gurbani refers to variously as Parmeshwar, Parabrahm, Shabad Guru. That distinction is important to keep in mind, because in this passage, it is that Supreme Being, Parabrahm Parmeshwar, which is being addressed. This Purukh then is the Karta Purukh of the Mool Mantra, and this passage is an ode and a glorification that is being offered to that Creator, that Karta Purukh. Now, the passage itself consists of five parts, and the structure is of a specific poetical genre, which, as you can see, has repetitive words. It sort of creates a rhythm. Now, the first part of this verse hails the Purukh as Niranjan and Agam Apara. That is to say, it hails it as being immaculate, as being beyond the senses, and being infinite, without end. So it follows then that it is not a material entity. This Purukh is the Creator, Sirjanhara. It is the giver, Datara, as well as the dispeller of all sorrow, Dukh Visaranhara, the master and the slave at the same time, Appe Thakur Har Appe Sevakji, implying that it is all in all. There is no other. The second part expresses awe at this wondrous play of diversity, the opposites, and the fact that the Creator itself has staged this drama and is indeed the actor who dons all the roles, plays all the opposites. Ik date ik bekhari ji, sab tere choj bidana. It plays the master and the slave, the beggars and the gifted. And then in the third part, it is a praise of those who have attempted to or who have succeeded in looking past this apparent diversity and connected with that essence. Such people have been described as fulfilled, say Jan Jugme Sukhavasi, as liberated, Tintuti Jamaki Fasi, as being fearless, Bao Sabgavasi, essentially because when they recognized the essence of which they are made, they lose their ego sense, they lose their sense of a separate self. And so all the fears that are associated with the mind dissipate. The fourth part lists the innumerable ways in which devotees try to comprehend or reach this Creator. Salahan Tudji Har Anik Anek Ananta, through various words of worship, puja, tapatape, jape beyanta, worship, austerities, trying to understand or chanting, reading of religious texts, pare bau simrit sastarji, and the performance of various rituals and practices, kar kiriya khatkaram karanta. But ultimately, what pleases the Creator, only that is acceptable, jo paave mere har bhagavanta. And in conclusion, the Creator is hailed again as the one without compare, tudjevad avarna koe, forever stable and constant, tu nehchal karta soe. And this Creator is the one who constructs and destroys its own creation as it pleases, tu ape srisht sab upayaji, tud ape sirj sab goe. A lot of thought here, and we will leave you to mull over some of these thoughts. Until the next time, Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.